Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the instant match action. I am joined by one Jonathan Higgins. Jonathan.
Hello.
What an incredible atmosphere, first 20 minutes of that game today.
Yeah, absolutely. As you can still see, you know, the sun is still a bit in the rocks here, and that led to a complete party atmosphere. It's a huge crowd. It got down early to the ground, and the place was thronged. All the pubs around were thronged, and that was reflected really by the atmosphere before the game, and then the performance on the pitch kind of reflected that again, and we got the opening goal, and we looked like we're playing good football. But then it was those couple of moments, those fateful moments, that couple of moments that would live with us for a while, really, as we look to the long summer where Brighton had taken the lead. And let's not go into that, but after that there was a flatness in the crowd, and then as a result that kind of edged its way onto the pitch. And I think the emotion of the whole occasion, the emotion of midweek and everything, just kind of got too much. And to be honest, we kind of hung on for large periods, and that Wolves were the better team, I thought, after that.
Really? I disagree. I thought
for a couple of periods,
yeah, I think a couple of periods, certainly, like, you know, 5-10 minutes here and there, and certainly after that second goal, the Aguero goal, I think it was, or maybe it was Laporte, something like that, for Manchester City. I think therefore we were really under the cosh at that point. And it wasn't that we couldn't control the game, we did what we do, we dust ourselves down and we do gain control of the game, and it looked like we were the only ones that were going to go out and win there. But it was still nervous at 1-0, and, you know, we go into half time, it's 1-0, and we come out and City are obviously winning 2-1, and at that point you're thinking to yourself, can this still happen?
Yeah.
I mean, what better day to win the league on? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, the way that this week's gone, the way Leicester played against, obviously, Manchester City, the way they won, the way we won against Barcelona, is there a final twist in the tail? And unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be for us today, but those lads gave absolutely everything all season long in the Premier League for us, and they're lads that we can be proud of.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you step away from the emotion that we all have right now, which is a little bit of a disappointment, let's not be honest. But if you take a step back and look at it, it's an absolutely outstanding season. Some of the moments that we've had here just incredible. Some incredible results, some incredible last minute results as well. Like, played some absolutely scintillating football large periods. I wore a joy to watch, and the fact that, you know, so many people we got mocked at large occasions, but nobody can ever mock the standard of football, and it's got rave reviews elsewhere all around the people, and we've just been a joy to watch. And let's hope, you know, coming into the start of this week, I won't lie, come Monday night when that goal went in, I felt very flat. It felt like the season was just going to peter out a bit, because we all hoped the Barcelona result would happen, but we couldn't really bank on it at the same time, and we knew the odds were against us in the league. But now we have a huge card at the end of the stick. You know, we have this opportunity to, you know, Klopp sang the cop sang out there as well. We're going to Madrid, and isn't that a fantastic occasion?
Oh, mate, the way that this team have put everything on the line for us this season, you know, you see it today. You see Andy Robertson takes to the field after going off injured midweek, and Mo Salah's back on the field, and every single one of those lads have just put absolutely their all into this season. And I'm so proud of everything that they've done, and I'm proud of Jurgen Klopp and how he's turned this team around. We were 25 points behind Manchester City last season, and we finished 1 point behind them. We finished on 97 points. What I can't get my head around, Jonathan, is that there's been a better team than us. Like, I've watched football for 30 plus years now, and I can't work out how there's been a better team than that, because that's the best one that I've seen in my lifetime. And to think that somebody has pipped us by a point, I'm kind of like, fair play to Manchester City, and I'd shake their hands if they were here, because the level of football and the level of control that they've had during games, it's incredible. Now, I'm not going to get into the financial fair play stuff, because the 11 lads and the 14 lads on the field and the manager, they're not involved in that. They've got to go out there week in, week out and perform on the pitch, and they have, to be fair to them. And I'm disappointed, and I'm gutted, and I'm genuinely heartbroken. But both teams have been sensational this season.
Yeah, I think it's only really going to be years to come when we look back and realise just how good of a title race it was. The quality of both sets of teams was just relentless, really. And they just
relentless is a great word for it.
It was just one thing after another. One team would look, I'll jump this much. Okay, now I'm going to jump even higher. It felt like that, and it's just been insane, really. The run-ins, like taking the level of the Premier League to a whole new level. Not even on like the same spectrum that we've on. It's just like almost feel like Buzz Lightyear to Infinity Bond and beyond. But that's the way football has gone, and the standard of football and everything about it. Yes, there's the grey area that we're not going to get talking, but you're dead right. It's the players on the pitch, Guardiola the manager. Yeah, I have to say, fair play to them. We've given them an unbelievable tussle, but they've
won 14 games straight to win this league title. That's just stupid, isn't
it? It's insane.
It is. It's insane.
It's like, you know, your PlayStation football or whatever you want to call it. It's almost like it's not real life. The standard has been that good, and you know, yeah. Look, the standard of football in the Premier League has never been as high. I think that's the best way at the top end. And 97 points is insane. 97 points. And not win the league is even more insane.
And listen, you know, you mentioned that 97 points, we've not won the league. We've got two of the top goal scorers. We've got the Golden Gloves. And yet we still haven't got the friggin' league title, which is all that we want. I'd swap them all. And every single person watching this would obviously swap them all.
It's funny, like when they were doing the awards at the end of the pitch, at the end of the game there. And I was looking on and it's like, that came into my head. What more do we bloody have to do? You know, we've had weaknesses like... If we take a step back very, very briefly to last season, and where the huge weakness we had and was exposed really in the final was the goalkeeping issue. Look how many big saves Alisson made today. Look how many big saves Alisson made all season. You know, we've had the defensive issues. We've got so much. It's not just Van Dijk. We've got so much better as a defensive unit. It's an all-round, like, I'll rephrase it, like, it's like, where do you improve that team?
Listen, I think the only answer to that is squad depth. I don't think you can. Well, maybe you can improve a midfielder here or there, but we've got Ox coming back in. He'll improve the midfield, I think. You know, Fabinho's going to get a season better. Kite is going to get better. We saw the end of him recently. You know, he obviously picks up his injuries. The front three, I don't think you can improve on. And Alex Oxlade, Alexander-Arnold can improve. Robertson, I'm not sure he can improve. And the two centre-halves, well, they've, for how good they've been, they've still only played 20 games together, Matip and Van Dijk. Gomez and Van Dijk have played a few games. So I think the back four can still get even better. The spine of the side's going to get a year older, another year experience. It's the start of a cycle, Jonathan, isn't it? This is the start of something special for this Liverpool side. And not only that, I'm talking like it's the end of the season. It's not. We've got Madrid. Yeah.
No, absolutely. But just to go back on that point there as well, we finished kind of, I'd say in my lifetime, I can remember two times we finished second. And both those were kind of, almost like freakish, because like the Rafa was kind of coming towards the end, but we still didn't. It was still a squad that needed a lot more improvement compared to what they were competing against. The Brendan's team, we just pretty much went flat to the mat and we fell over the line. But everything after that fell apart, very badly apart. In the case of the Brendan's team, this isn't going to happen here. There's so many players here in their prime and going to play their best football in years here in front of us. And as you said, they're only going to get better and better. And you know, it's not as if we go into the summer sales. I don't think, even if Jorgen had the opportunity and the chance to, I don't think he wants to spend much with this team. You know, obviously the sprinklings here and there, you can argue, particularly, you know, we might need another striker. I know Origi's come on and, you know, being the fairy tale, but I think we definitely do need more depth up front for one of the three comes in, and maybe one of the wide players if Manny or Salah gets injured, because we've been relied on them a lot. And to be fair, they've played a hell of a lot of football and we've been kind of lucky in certain extents, and that's probably credit to the sports science and everything Jorgen has brought in. But you would like a bit more depth, and I think that's where, if I can put one point where City have come through, it's been that little of depth, because they've had big injuries and they've still managed to.
But I think the thing that we've done this season is we've allayed the fears that if you come into Liverpool and you're maybe not a first team and maybe you're not that 1-11 player, we can still go far in other competitions. I think, you know, the big thing for me recently with Manchester City is, you know, they're going to go far in competitions now. You know, they've obviously won the League Cup, they're in the FA Cup final, they've challenged to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. You'd go there happily as a squad player, whereas I think this Liverpool side, for the last couple of years, where are they going to do? Can they do it in more than one competition? And now you're looking at this Liverpool side from the outside going, well, they've reached the Champions League final. They've took it to the last day in the Premier League. And next season we need to improve in the cup competitions, and we'll be looking to sign those players who can really add to that squad depth.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that I was, you know, we couldn't help but feel a little bit disappointed towards the end there. But, you know, as the clock was kind of counting down and the game was kind of weathering out a bit. But you have to just flash into my head. It's like, we have competed the Champions League. We're now, we've the Champions League final to look forward to. I think we've a bloody good opportunity of winning the thing as well. We've taken the title, which we haven't done in absolutely ages, to a realistic battle to the last day of the season.
So we're 60 minutes away from winning the league title.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get much closer.
You know, and to keep that going on both counts, I think it's a testament to the team, really.
So let's talk about one player who was absolutely outstanding today. You know, a guy who was going into this game not thinking about the Golden Boot, comes out with the Golden Boot, or at least a share of it, maybe the right boot. Sadio Mane was incredible today, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was incredible. He's an incredible season, but today he's been scintillating, you know, and he's carried that can of where they're... You know, he's taken his game to a whole new level. We saw that again today. Like, he's almost unmarkable at times, you know. And he's adding a bit of... You saw it there today, particularly towards the end where he went to play centre forward. He's starting to add a bit of hold-up play. He's now challenging winning headers where before a ball might have come up to him and he might have made a, you know, a token, like a little bit of an effort to get the ball. And realistically, he didn't stand a chance. Now he's winning those and he's winning the second balls and he's just driving on. You know, he's so aggressive in the tackle and the press. You know, he is... a player at the top level, and you know he's a joy to watch, and a joy to watch today there.
And certainly midweek as well against Barcelona, Jonathan. He didn't have his two mates there, and yet he was the guy who was so dangerous, and that's what he's done all season long, isn't it?
Yeah, I was so impressed, particularly the opening half midweek here against Barcelona, because as you said, he's probably the player that, for some strange reason, he gets the less praise, I think, out of the top. Out of those that group of three, but he had to do it all those, and not just do it. He was incredible. He got the ball and he just have a watch back of the game. Watch the amount of times in the opening 10-15 minutes where he gets the ball in the left channel and it's head down and drives at them and like creates absolute havoc. You know, he carried that fight. He got the game by the scruff of the neck and was incredible. And he has taken his game. You know, he's a player that when we signed, I was like, really? How wrong was I?
Oh, mate, what a game. What a day. We went to win the league title, but we can't be disappointed. We've got, obviously, a massive game in Madrid against Tottenham Hotspur. Jonathan, thanks very much for joining me. Like the video. If you're watching this or listening to this, I should say, on iTunes or Spotify, give it a rating. Of course, a 5-star rating. And tell all your mates about it. Thanks very much for watching. Thank you for joining us this Premier League season. It's meant the absolute world. And we'll see you next time on the Red Men TV.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.